Dear God, I am so anxious. Like, I'm afraid of what might happen to me when I walk on the streets. I'm afraid that I'm not even safe in my own home, that someone could break in, something could happen. I'm afraid of what would happen to me tomorrow. What would happen even if I just went to the mall? I am so anxious. Like, I don't even know how to like calm down anymore because everything seems to be working against my life. Young women are going missing each and every day. Like, it is so scary to be a girl. And then on top of that, I'm black. It seems like a recipe for danger. It is so scary, God. And I pray, you know, like I've really prayed. Like I've prayed for people. I've prayed for our people. I've prayed for reconciliation. I've prayed for everything I've done. I've protested. I've spoken. I've educated. But the cases keep on happening. I don't know anymore, God. I really don't know. Because I'm trying to trust. And so many people are like saying that it's going to get worse. It's only going to get worse from here. And I'm just wondering, but God, why aren't you just back yet? Like, why wouldn't you just come and save us, right? Or why wouldn't you show up for us, you know? This is making me so anxious because I don't even know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what my future holds. Will I even have a future? So many people are dying. So much is happening around us. There's just so much violence. And then on top of that, there's a whole global pandemic. Like, I just really don't know what else to expect. I try to be positive, I try to have faith. But your God, it's a lot. It is a lot. Sometimes I really can't even breathe because of how much it can get. I'm really scared. I really don't know what to do anymore. Because, I mean, we can share locations, we can pray, we can read the word, but reality always hits. When another girl goes missing, another girl that could have been me, another girl that could have been my sister, my friend, my cousin, my neighbor, it's too close to home. And then it's almost as though you are the perfect one or you are the favored one when you don't get abducted or any of these horrible things happen to you. But God, didn't you love those other girls? Those girls that we hear about on television, or even worse, the girls that we never get to hear about. There's already so much that causes us anxiety, but this is really like the worst. I don't know, God. I really don't know. I don't even know if I can pray about this because I don't know if you can fix it or even. I don't know if I can even say that. But if you can, God, I really would like for you to please do so. I understand that the world is broken and everything, but we really need a break. It's so scary. Like, even the thought of a girl being killed in a post office. Like, what? It makes no sense at all. And then you have to walk around. You have to walk around in the townships. You have to walk around in the city. You have to walk around even in the suburbs. Like, a girl was almost raped just jogging down the road from my house, God. How is that supposed to make sense? It's a residential area. It's a military community. It doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. And all it does, it's just give me anxiety. Help us, God. Please help us. My dear child, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, in all prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. Do not be afraid, for the enemy you see today, you will not see tomorrow. You do not need to fight this battle, for the battle is the Lord's. You need only be still. Even when you do not understand, trust me. For my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts, for my thoughts are way higher than yours, and my ways higher than your ways. I know you do not understand. And yes, it is not just. It is not well with me that these things are happening in your world. It is not well at all. It is not right. And I am a righteous God. Therefore, I know that justice has to come. But you need to trust me. You need to trust me. Where you don't understand, trust my love for you. Trust my hand of protection. Trust me as a father who would never leave nor forsake you. Trust me that if you are to walk through the rivers, I will be with you. Trust me that if you walk through the fire, it will not burn you, for I am there with you. Trust that whatever befalls you on this earth, I will never leave you in it, but I will carry you through it. Even if you are to walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, do not fear. And when I say do not fear, I am not commanding you. I am rather reminding you that my rod and my staff, they comfort you. That I am always there to carry you. All you need to do is be still and know that I am your God and that the Lord your God is mighty to save and that I am here for you. I am with you wherever you go. I hold you with my righteous right hand. I protect you like your father. I command you like your Lord. And I help you. I cover you. I stand by you. I am your God. Trust me. Cast all your cares and burdens unto me. I care. I care about what is happening in the world. I hear the cries of my children. And I am not turning a deaf ear. I see. I am El Roy. I am the God who sees the forsaken. Trust me. Trust me, especially when you don't understand. Trust me. Trust in me. Trust me, child. Selah. Okay, welcome back to Conversations with God. This is our second episode, and I must say these conversations are very hard to record because it's authentic feelings, man. It's authentic feelings, and it's things that I have either battled with or things that I'm currently battling with. Even if the situations are not personal to me, there is still a lot from these conversations. I mean, some of the conversations I'll just share as the Holy Spirit leads me on topics that God would lay on my heart. And I really felt, I'm recording this literally in the middle of the night. I hope the sound is good. I'm really sitting here and I'm thinking, and it really just got laid on my heart, and I was busy doing something and just got laid on my heart, and I thought, let me record this, because there's just so much happening in our world. There's so much violence happening. And I think this generation is the most anxious generation that has ever lived, or rather we are the only generation that has ever been brave enough to admit that. And we're anxious about a lot of things, but some of the things are really not unreasonable, right? Like, for instance, being scared walking on the road is not unreasonable. When someone was killed in a post office in the next town, or not even in the next town, in the next suburb, right? So if the post office that is literally next to the mall where you shop for your groceries is where a girl just like you was murdered, it's not unreasonable for you to be anxious when you go to the mall. It's not unreasonable for you to be anxious when you go to school when another person was abducted. I remember very vividly growing up, and we would come out of school. My school was literally like a 30-minute walk away from home, and it was right on the main road of my village, my primary school, the very first primary school I attended. And we would have to run home afterwards, because there were abductions. Basically, there were children being abducted in the village at the time, and we were told get out of school and run in a group, and like literally just find yourselves home. And I remember it used to be so scary that you can't even walk on the streets alone. Like, if you happened to be at school a bit later and everybody left you, you would literally feel like, I am going to die. And imagine that being the reality that a person grows up with. So this really is a conversation that I may have not possibly ever had with God as frankly. Maybe I have. I've had many frank conversations with God, but this one really hit me as I was recording it. But I really just want to reach out to somebody that's really battling with anxiety. Anybody that feels like, yo, God, are you here? You know, like, God, are you watching me? Wow. I'm not going to cry. But I want to share something. It really just also dropped in my spirit. A friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, lost her life in a car accident in recent years. And one of the things that I really asked God was, God, why didn't you save her? Like, God, why did you leave her? Was my question to God, even on my way home. Because it was quite a long trip. that was the prevalent question in my heart. Like, God, why did you leave her? Right? Just like how I feel about all these girls that die. Like, God, why did you leave them? Especially if they're dying at the hands of a man. Be like, God, why did you leave them? And I feel like everybody at some point feels like that. Even if it's, God, why did you leave me? Right? And there's this song that I learned at... It's not funny. I almost said funny story. That's just a bad word. Interestingly enough, we got there and we were going to sing at the burial service, like the funeral. And we were going to sing with her church members from back home. We were from the same place here in South Africa, in my hometown, like my village, basically. And they sang a song. They taught us a song. The Friday night and the funerals and the burials on Saturday. The Friday night, we learned this song that basically says, God was always with me. So the song itself is very, it's like a normal song that everybody was singing. And this is my first time hearing it. And it basically says, God was with me. God was always with me. That is literally the loose translation. And it hit me. I didn't really let it at that very moment, but it wasn't until we were standing at the graveside and I felt it. I felt that question again in my heart. God, why did you leave her? And I felt that song as though she was singing that to me. And I felt like she was saying to me, sis, God was always with me. God never left me. And I want to share that with you in this conversation. And that's really what I just felt in my heart. God never leaves us. Yes, there will be fires. Yes, there will be trials and tribulations. The Bible says many are the troubles of the righteous man. But the beautiful thing in that same scripture in Psalm 34 is that It says that God is their shield. God is our shield. We may not always get the results that we want. We may not always get the reassurance that we need. But let me share with you, in my own pains, in my own anxieties, that God is always with us. God never leaves us. Even on the cross, Jesus cried out to God, right? Even in, I think that's the beauty. You need to be so well connected with God that you can be honest with Him about how you feel. But you also need to open your heart up to hear what God has to say. You need to be open to hearing God's truth in that situation that you are in. And let this encourage you. It is said that over 365 times in the Bible, it is said, do not fear, do not be anxious, or do not be afraid. One way or the other, it basically says not to have anxiety. And sometimes we may see this as judgment when we do feel anxious. But it's just a reminder that anxiety is real and that it will come daily. But for each day, there is a mercy for it. There is grace to deal with it in the form of a word from God saying, don't be anxious, I am with you. Oh my God, thank you, Father. It says in Joshua 1, I think verse 8, verse 9, and I think it's verse 5 or something, but it says it twice in the first book of Joshua, that have I not commanded you not to be afraid or be discouraged? And then it says, because I the Lord your God am with you wherever you go. In Isaiah, I believe it's 40 or 41, it says the same thing. Do not be afraid, for God is with you. God is with you. That is the reason not to be afraid. Not because there's no fires, not because there's no trials, not because there's no trouble, not because there's no danger, but because God is with me. And greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. So yeah, that's today's conversation. That's this week's conversation. I hope that you'll come back next week for another conversation with God. Remember, be anxious for nothing, but in all prayer and supplication, with all thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. And whatsoever thing is pure, whatsoever thing is right, whatsoever thing is true, whatsoever thing is lovely, whatever be praiseworthy, think about these things. God bless you. Thank you, Father, for being with us all the time. Thank you, Father, for never leaving us. We repent, O God, for not looking unto you first. We repent for not lifting our eyes unto the hills, but for looking down into our pain or looking down into our situations. But we pray, O God, that you would teach our spirits not to be anxious, but to first trust. Teach us how not to lean on our own understanding, but how to trust you and yield our all unto you. Teach us, God, how to believe you at your word and believe you as the Father. Thank you, God, that you have always been with us and that you've never left us. Amen.